The streaming TV revolution is, oh man, it is still such a mess, you guys. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Here's how this story starts. I was in the knitting aisle at Michael's on a recent Sunday, and my phone started blowing up with texts about the last few seconds of the Vikings and Saints playoff game. But I think, no problem. My cable company offers streaming live TV anywhere, and I have unlimited data. It is the modern age. So I fire up the app, and I see a message that says this program is only available to watch at home. And while I'm standing there fuming, here's what I didn't get to see.
Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
So yeah, I got to watch that over text while I stared at yarn. Because here's the thing. We can stream a lot of things, a lot of places, but we can't stream all the things, all the places on all the gadgets. Joan Solzman is a senior reporter at CNET. I asked her to break it down, starting with the next big football event.
If you wanted to stream the Super Bowl, there's multiple ways to do it, but it does depend on what device. If you want to watch it on your mobile phone, then you have to do it through Yahoo or a particular app. But if you want to watch it on a tablet, then you need to go to a website or download another app. If you want to watch it on a computer, then you just have to go to a website. And if you want to watch it on a streaming media box, then you need to figure out which service that you want to pretend to pay for or actually pay for, or if you want to just, you know, give in and get a cable subscription.
And is it, you know, I think as consumers, like consumers tend to believe that ads are what pay for this content. And so if everybody could stream it on all the platforms, then they would sell more ads and there would be more money. But does this come down to the fact that companies are willing to pay more to license content for certain devices and less for others? Is that where the money's really coming from?
There's two things going on here. Let's talk about just the Super Bowl. There's one way to make money off of it, and that is to get people to license the content from the person that owns it. So the NFL goes to CBS and Fox and NBC and says, okay, tell us how much you're going to bid on this asset, and we'll set up all these structures, and you can have it for such a period of time. Then once they own that, the distributors, basically the networks, the way they make money is, like you said, advertising, or it's by charging what's called retransmission fees to things like your cable provider, your satellite provider, and anyone else that wants to actually take their broadcast and get it in front of your eyeballs. Those retransmission fees are very lucrative. You would think that just by streaming it, it's like an eyeball's an eyeball. Why can't you get money from advertising on a stream versus advertising over broadcast? And that's because the way that we measure those eyeballs hasn't caught up to how people are actually watching TV. So sometimes when you stream, that eyeball isn't counted. Nielsen, the main body, that the main company that measures how many people are watching a certain thing, they only have just started to integrate a streaming element to how many people have watched something.
So it could be that if the measurements were there, then CBS might have said, you should totally be streaming that Vikings game, you know, in the knitting aisle at Michael's, because that's money for us. But until they know, they're just not going to do it.
It's part of the reason. We're in this very murky, swampy period right now where there are the traditional people that would be broadcasting your Vikings game to you. And now there are other people that want to start broadcasting that Vikings game to you, people like Apple or Twitter or Yahoo. The thing that kind of puts the icing on the cake to make it most confusing is that these deals are made multiple years out. I think that the Super Bowl's rights were set in 2011, going through 2020. The Olympics is another good example. NBC locked up the rights for the Olympics through 2032. And so it's incumbent upon the people that have the rights to decide how they want to make it available to their audience.
That's Joan Solzman, a senior reporter at CNET. Now, full disclosure, CNET is owned by CBS, which limited streaming to its own website for years and now is creating original shows Netflix style, like Star Trek Discovery, that are only available on CBS's own subscription streaming service. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Go Eagles! This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.